listening to the Local Earshot Podcast with your host, Jonathan Grissom. Let's talk about music.
Hello, everybody. This is Jonathan Grissom with More Bands Media and the Local Earshot Podcast. I am with Haggard's Hellraisers. How you all doing today?
Good, man.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I'm just going to put these headphones down because really we don't need them, but you know, it's good to
they
have
look
them,
cool,
I guess.
Though. They yeah, look cool.
Yeah, because I don't know if we're going to play any music, but we'll put them on if we have to play any music or anything. But the way I normally start these interviews off is just kind of like learn who you are, who are the members of the band, and then just like how the band got started and like where you guys are from and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'll let Pablo go first because I am the band. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I'll let this guy go first
complex,
because I'm going to be talking for a minute.
What do you play?
I play bass, so as he said,
he's not in the band. He's just
I'm just
there,
dude.
We gotta have somebody lug the gear in and out. All right.
Oh shit!
I don't even.
I mean,
do
most
that
of the gear
good.
Is his.
Look,
other than
no,
the drummer.
Look,
the drummer is most of the gear.
No, fuck that. I don't even do that shit sometimes. All right. Sometimes I'm too.
Sometimes we have to carry him out on the equipment.
It happens, dude.
Oh dang!
Oh no, not that bad.
It's too partying.
So. I'm the bass player, I guess. I'm Pablo, as he said several times. And
but that's Salsita, not Escobar. No relation.
Yeah, Salsita. What he said again.
No relation.
No relation. No relation.
God dang it. I was hoping.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Paul Escobar.
Pablo Escobar. My name's Poor Boy. I play guitar and vocals.
Okay. And who else is inside your band?
We've also got Steven Brewer.
He's
plays guitar
spirit.
As well.
Yep.
He's here in spirit.
Right here in spirit.
And we've also got Jared Bowers.
He's also
who
right
plays drums.
Here in spirit. His
spirit's over there.
Oh, he's over there.
He's over
okay.
there. He's actually on the drum
yeah.
set right
yeah, he's
now.
On the drum
he's just
set
invisible.
Right now.
He did
yeah.
a cloaking
yeah.
trick.
Yeah.
He's been... he's been going to that new school up on Class, and that's taught by John Cena. You know, you can't see him.
Can't see me.
Let's see. Haggard's Hellraisers originally started in 18. I guess 17, really. And we were a lot different when we started than what you get today.
Mm-hmm. Different members, different.
We started out as a five piece, and I just played guitar,
mm-hmm.
and Steve played bass, which is, I don't know, crazy. But we had another guitar player, Scott Corbett. Had another drummer. Original drummer's name was Richard Blankenship, and the original vocalist name's Rob Craby. You know Rob?
Yeah, I know Rob.
Rob
I know Rob. I actually went to high school with Rob. One of the very first bands that I went to a show to. It was a local show. Mechanically Separated Chicken? And
that's
then
an
he had his band.
Name.
Yeah, and then that's he then he had name. Yeah, it's actually just means chicken nuggets.
Right.
Like that's what chicken nuggets are. They're mechanically separated chickens. Which is pretty smart
fun.
That
for
is
some
pretty,
high
yeah,
school kid
that's
in fucking the late two or like the early 2000s or some
right.
shit. But was it? And then he had his band Ex Machina or Ex Machina.
He's in Violent Pride.
Yeah.
Foreign Contaminant. I think Foreign Contaminant first was Embrace the Void. Isn't that what Steve
Some
was telling
was
us a story
us
about
that
the
yeah,
other night or something like that?
The other night.
Steve, I'm talking Steve Brewer,
mm-hmm.
our guitar player, original bass player, but our guitar player now. Him and Rob have been in several bands together.
Okay.
And they're good, you know, close
yeah,
friends.
Rob can play. I mean, like I've seen him like way back when. He's like really, really good at that
yeah.
stuff. So I haven't seen him recently.
And
play,
then,
but.
You know, he just some crazy turn of events, and you know, someone had to step up. So we actually had a 3-day run, and I had about a week to rewrite some songs and get ready to go play my first shows fronting a rock and roll band ever. Nice. I mean, ever. Yeah. I'd never fronted one before. Pablo, we were in Severed by Sin for, he was in the band so long that I just eventually just told him he was, you know, the original bass player, because he at that point had been in the band longer than the actual original bass player.
I joined Severed by Sin in like 2009.
And that was the original band before this band, or is it?
The band we were in before this band.
And then you guys transitioned over to the other band. Okay.
Yeah. And then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. We recorded and released our first EP called Burnt in 2020, and COVID happened, and that kind of killed us out. And about halfway through COVID, I had Steve over. I was like, man, what are we going to do? Because at this point, we had gone through so many different trials and tribulations for everybody else. And the two that were sitting at the end of the day was just me and Steve.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm like, dude, what are we doing? Are we done? Or are we like...
Like a two-piece?
We're going to saddle up and ride, bro. And he was like, nah, I said, let's give it one more shot. And I was like, cool, let's do it. And he was like, can I play guitar? And I was like, hell yeah, man, fuck it, you know. So he left, and a few weeks had went by, and I had jammed with Jared previously.
Actually, it was funny because when you did jam with Jared, it was like me and Jared when he was first starting, trying to get this first started out after Severed. He was getting this started out, and me and Jared were the first two that he fucking actually jammed with.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'd seen Jared post something on Facebook about playing, and I'd hit him up. I was like, man, what you got going? He's like, man, I want to get out and playing. This shit's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready to get back to playing shows. I'm like, well, dude, I got this thing going, man. Come over. I got just bring some sticks, bro. I got a kit you can play on it. All you got to do is you don't even have to bring sticks. I got sticks here too.
It was really a Hello Kitty drum kit, you know, the one of those little ones.
Yeah, little kids.
But we had two of them. Like, we had two of them, so there was double bass. Kind of.
Little kid, double bass drum. A little kid like on a double bass, playing Slipknot,
he come over and. Me, him, and Steve jammed a few weeks, and you know, it was like, all right, yeah. You know, he decided that he wanted to stick around, see where we went with it, and we were like, but we need a bass player. And I was like, I can make one phone call and have a guy here like in 20 minutes. And they were like, huh? I was like, yep. So I knew this guy had been sitting around, so I gave him a holler.
I was like, literally, hey, bud, like laying in bed when he called me.
You ready to go
to
work?
He's like, hey, you want
to
join a band?
No, he's like, hey, you want to play some bass? And I was like, practicing, dog? Like, when we go? So I think I was in there like a week later.
Yeah, and the next week we all four got together, man. And really, we haven't stopped, really. I mean, it's just been... It's been a wild ride, but it's been pretty cool.
We have taken a little bit of a break.
Well, yeah, past year in 23.
We haven't really, like, as far as just stopped.
But that was...
That
was my fault you know. Not really my fault. I just had family issues to take care of. And that's
actually one of the things that tear bands apart. A lot of the time is like whenever you have family stuff,
right?
You choose to just work through it, or if you choose to go on hiatus. But the problem is that
kind of just did
in today's
a little
world,
hiatus.
Like the more time you stay out of the light, you know, the more time that your music and everything else just falls off the radar. And then,
really,
fans.
Luckily for me, these guys, were part of my support system. So, like, you know, they, on those heavy days, man, you know, like, I could reach out or we'd have practice or whatever. And, these guys, they had my back the whole entire time. So that, it's kind of cliche, but we are literally like a family, man, you know.
We all hate each other.
We hate
a fucking basic family.
We hate each other, and we love each other all the same. Like, if you just sit back and listen to our conversation as a band, you would not think that we were a band.
Dude, literally, we've been at shows where me and Steve have been like, hey, man, fuck you, and we're putting down in the worst way possible. Hey, we're just fucking putting each other down. And then, yeah, and then we're all, like, fucking laughing and shit.
Those dudes were about to stroke it out in the fucking parking lot a minute ago.
It's like, why are y'all laughing? It's because we are fucking with each other. Like,
right? Yeah, it's like
one
like
of those type things.
But I mean, we're literally like brothers, man, and it's really cool.
Well, I think that's the way it kind of has to be because, like, they were, you know, like I go attend ACM, which I mean, technically I don't have to do that. I'm like doing it just for my own thing,
right?
But basically. They, you know, one of the things that they talk about managers and like when you're managing bands and stuff that I always keep bringing up that you're basically a psychiatrist in a way. Like, you have to have some HR skills.
Oh, for sure.
Because, and some content are, conflict resolution type skills.
Yeah.
Cause like artists, like if you get a band member that goes out their throats, you know, I won't mention their name, but there's one band, you know, like they had an episode. And so they basically just went online and destroyed everything of the band because they controlled it all.
Right.
And so they just went through and just deleted everything.
Right.
And the other band members were like, what the fuck? You know? It's all because this person had an episode. Well, it's like, well, if they would have had proper management or if they would have had people there to go, hey,
like an outsider
bipolar,
shit, yeah.
We need to work with this first and address it first before going in as a band. Then when those things come, then they would be like they would have already had those fail safes in place where other people would have controlled the pages. Everything would have been out of their hands and be like, hey, you focus on singing. Don't focus on anything else of the band because the problem is that, you know, and I hate to say it, but a lot of singers, they are some of them are narcissistic. They are self-absorbed. You have to be though. You have to have
confidence
to be able to get up on stage with confidence to do that stuff.
There's confidence, but, and then there's like fucking that narcissistic kind of like dickhead.
And then there's like, that everybody's against you.
I like to.
Then. You don't want to be there.
I like to believe that is totally not me.
Motherfucker.
I try not to be that way anyways.
What I'm saying is that sometimes it's needed, you know? And sometimes it's and a lot of times like but when it comes to like if somebody's like bipolar, then that's a little different story because you go off the handle and
I'm just not gonna go deleting shit.
Yeah, I mean if you do something like Kanye West, I might get pissed off
when we get bumped on our fucking set time or our fucking slot or whatever. I might get fucking pissed off and turn into a goddamn diva.
You can say whatever you want, man.
But
no language podcast. I put explicit on this stuff so they know.
All right, well,
oh,
fuck
do
them,
you?
Man.
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah! Yeah, that's my fuck, kind of yeah. Fuck yeah!
I mean, that's one of my three favorite words. You know what I mean?
Y'all are fixing hair. Fuck a lot.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry,
not really.
Grandma.
But
shit.
No. So
I try to be as humble as possible, you know, because really without, you know, the people who do support us, you know, fans or whatever you want to call it. I just call them friends, man. You know what I mean? We're friends with everybody. We're not.
If I haven't met you and we meet at a show, we're going to be fucking friends, dude.
Yep. Well, I mean, not really fucking friends. But
no, not fucking friends.
He likes some hairy.
Depends on the night. I don't know.
Right.
He likes some hairy. He likes some hairy.
Where are we going with this one, Mike?
So, okay. So, whenever you guys are making music and you guys are writing lyrics and all those kind of things, where do you draw from and what kind of artists do you actually find that you learn from and that you kind of try to bring into your music?
You want me to go on this one? You got all right.
You got this one.
That's man, you, I draw my lyrics a lot from just life, just what I see in the world, what I go through, you know, that's really where I draw my lyrics from and stuff. And then sometimes I just kind of hum those out and get melodies for guitar riffs. And most of the time I'm like, hey, Steve, and I kind of hum it to Steve because don't let the old man fucking fool you. Don't sleep on the old man. He's pretty smart. And he'll pick around for a few minutes. Next thing you know, he'll be like, hey, is this kind of what you're looking for, man? Like, holy shit. Yeah.
Right.
So that's just kind of, you know, for me, it's just kind of life trials, tribulations, whatever you want to call it. That's where I get it from.
Okay.
You know, listening to music. Oh, man, I'm about to steal that riff, you know.
Well, I mean, there's only so many.
Well, I mean, shit. Really, Blue Cheer did everything first, and we're all just kind of putting our own little flavor on it.
I mean, yeah, what they try to say is that, like, what is it? There's this one comics that kind of show this example where they try to say that all music, you know, well, historically, a lot of it came from, like, the Braille House and the Wrecking Crew. That's who wrote almost all
of these. Dude, I watched that documentary on the Wrecking Crew, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they're badass. Like, those guys, like, they were all, like, instrumentalists in recording studios, and they worked with, like, all the recording studios, and there was different ones. There was the Wrecking Crew, and then there was the Detroit one, and then there was, like, the Chicago one. And it's one of those things that they should probably bring back for people that can't find members, but yet they have good music and good voices.
Right.
But, like, what they're known for is that, like, most of the music you hear on the radio, that's radio hits, were recorded in studios that were being ran by studio bands. And so they were just playing with the artist or whatever. So, like, Elvis would come in and then they would just assign a band to him and stuff, or, like, you know, or even in Clapton. And so right. Some of his music was, like, written by other people, not them. Yeah. And so that's kind of a weird issue in a way, but, like, it kind of makes that connector that these people learn, you know, from them, and then, like, but all their music starts to sound the same. That's right. It's like trying to get to that point. Like it all sounds the same because it's the same people doing it, same riff, same everything. And so there's a comedy video that actually shows them transitioning from song to song, and they're like, oh no, you just got to learn these four chords and you can play anything. And then they just start playing, like, tons of radio hits that are all of the same four chords. They're just moved around, they're just, like, slight notational changes
fucking
are added,
speeds,
and, yeah,
whatever,
speeds,
dude.
Whatever,
yeah,
it is,
dude. You can play,
like,
most, but, like, I've seen videos like on fucking Facebook and shit, and or Facebook Reels and mm-hmm. YouTube and shit like that, like, the people just playing the same, like, four chords, but, like, just different
mm-hmm.
songs and shit, you know what I'm saying? Different pop songs, different fucking, even rap songs.
And they might have been doing the same four chords, but they might be finger picking, which
right,
is
right,
different.
No, it is
and
way
different.
No, you do. No, most definitely.
Do
I was
yeah.
just fixing to say, like, yeah. It was different. It wasn't they were playing it all the fucking same. No. I mean, it did.
Let me tell you who I think
differences.
The most baddest guitar playing fool is ever, Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Have you ever watched that guy play guitar?
I have not.
I've seen Fleetwood Mac, but I haven't watched him.
Watch Lindsey play guitar, man. He uses his fingers. He very rarely uses a pick,
mm-hmm.
or he did in his younger years anyway. Yeah. And he uses his finger. And I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird. It's kind of like John.
Horrible.
It's kind of like John right, Five no shit, and his dude. Like chicken picking stuff. You know.
Yeah.
John Five's incredible too. But I just think Lindsey Buckingham has always been a really.
He's got a total hard on for him.
Totally, dude.
I mean, you know, if you study people that you think are the best, then you'll slowly become
get a hard on
worse.
For him.
You'll get a hard on for him. Sure,
get a hard on for him.
I mean, yeah, initially, yeah. Like, but after a while, you might actually like
start to
like be good.
Oh,
you know, yeah. that's the rule.
Right,
you got to get good.
Right,
like, That's the rule of music. You start out and you're mediocre, and then
no, it's all about how many tickets you can sell, bro.
That's true.
I mean, that's what they believe. You know what they really believe is
I try to pass. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I try.
Some of the venues, like they believe that it's all based in Spotify numbers, and it's all based in all these other things. And
right.
And I keep trying to tell them that, like, I know bands out here that pack houses. And they won't play them at their venues, and I'm like, why is that?
Because of their Spotify
numbers.
Their numbers
are
right.
Good.
Yeah,
they don't produce, and it's like, yeah. I mean, I could pay a fucking lot.
Yeah,
because
I'm pretty sure the guy from fucking Birmingham, Germany or whatever is going to be at your show in fucking, you know, Georgia.
And that's,
you know?
And that's what they're facing right now. They've been getting a bunch of, like, TikTok artists and artists that are famous with younger people that can't afford to go to shows.
Right.
It's kind of like when we were all kids and we'd like, sip up our money at 16 trying to go to a fucking show, you know?
Most
like
they don't, mowing lawns and shit.
Yeah, like just trying to save that $5-6 just so you can be able to go to
can,
show that
Mom,
night,
is there
you know?
Any extra like, chores I can do
dude,
for extra
I was,
money?
Like, picking fruit
yeah,
and
well,
shit.
I grew up really poor, I was like, hey, Mom, can I go to work at Michael's Craft Store so I can have the money to do things?
Dude, I grew up in Western Oklahoma and peanut country, man. So, I mean, there was always work.
Yeah.
My mom put my ass to work in their fucking farm. Like, well, it wasn't a big farm, but they always had a garden and shit. Like, so my mom would be like,
we had
or
a garden
or that would be farm. Punishment. That'd be punishment, too. It'd be like, nah, go pick the fucking okra
and shit. I like picking the garden, man, because my dad grew weed. And see, I can say stuff about my parents because both my parents are dead. Mm-hmm. So, like, it doesn't matter. They can't come back on them. But my dad grew weed. He grew some of the best weed in Western
Oklahoma.
Well,
I don't think, like, nowadays it would come back on them anyway, right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
so
maybe
long.
Not.
Limitations? I don't know if there's limitations
I don't know either,
on that.
But,
yeah.
But,
you're dead, but you cannot.
It was
you're
right next
go to jail.
Yeah, you're going to jail. We're going to jail. Your record that you went to jail.
It was.
Your grave.
It was his weed plants were right by the okra because it's two
so
tall
like,
plants.
So like, did it somewhat mess with the okra?
It made it taste great.
You know,
no,
it,
I'm just
it made
at the goddamn great. Best okra ever.
Thinking about it, I don't know, but we ate a lot of okra and my mom,
shit,
she canned a lot of stuff because we had like four huge gardens.
Did she can weed?
And no. No, my dad took care of all the canning on that. But, yeah, man, so I would, you know, pick some okra and pick some fucking buds and pick, you know, like, it was a good summer. I should say it was a good
it was
summer.
A good summer.
You know, wake
you
up.
You see that.
Wake
that,
up,
no,
go get
like,
some fresh veggies for an omelet and shit, you know, and fucking, you know, some fresh fucking spider tops and shit. I'm pretty sure that it was my spider top pick in behalf that made that dude. This plant was just, I mean, massive, bro. Massive, just
sure it was all you, plant. Dude.
Yeah, I'm claiming it. It had nothing to do with the Miracle Grow.
No, it did.
Had nothing to do with the
Miracle
Grow. Had nothing to do with Miracle Grow.
It was all me,
you know, the
commercials
where it shows like Miracle Grow and it's like big ass fucking versions of the plants and somebody's like check out this weed plant. It's gigantic, Miracle Grow. Like,
but it was all me.
It was all weed.
It was all me though.
It was all me. I did it all.
I picked it so well.
So, what shows have you guys played, like, since you guys have been doing this, like, live? And what kind of things do you like about live music? And then what things do you kind of don't like about live music?
The shows have been, I mean, they've definitely been interesting. We've had our playing some festivals where it was sold out. And, you know, it's one of those things. But, yeah, no, the shows have been fun, and man, there's some memorable ones for sure.
I think my favorite part about doing what we do is the trip there and back.
Trip there are definitely fun.
Trips
man.
There
they're,
are
they're
definitely a lot better than the trips back, but still, they're both good. You know,
I can feel that.
And
especially if the trip's there, and then like the people that
man,
you didn't promote.
Have you
and
ever,
then you get there to play, and then there's like four people in the
oh,
audience.
Oh yeah,
and then you get paid at the end of the night.
Those are
and
being,
then you have to drive back to Oklahoma City from like Tulsa.
Those,
and you're like,
oh,
what?
No,
the,
that ain't bad.
No,
that ain't bad.
No, that,
like,
we'll take that all day long. Yeah, we're talking like other states.
Oh yeah, when
you know,
you're traveling,
when stuff like that happens.
I understand that because you guys are about
we
to
call
go
those
tour,
we call those B&B shows. Mm-hmm. Bartenders and bands, you know, because that's who you're playing for is the band that's there with you and,
yep.
you know,
and
the
bartenders. Yep.
But, yes, we are actually about to embark on a tour. But We do have a show coming up here in just, what, the like 22nd? A couple weeks? Yeah, the 22nd. It's Thursday.
89th, right?
Yeah, with yes, Lockjaw. With Lockjaw and Depositions, isn't that right?
Yeah, Depositions.
Yeah, and then Tilt Largo.
Tilt Largo and Bad Trip. That's the other local support along with us.
I thought that said Bad Trip, so right, like I'll be right. honest with you. Like metal names, like mm-hmm. I like metal music, but like it,
I've
like
never
it throws me off sometimes where I'm looking at a name and I'm like, what the fuck does that say? And then I looked at my friend. I was like, it's like, hold on, I'm going to zoom in on this. And I was like, does that say Bad Trip? And they were like, yes, it's Bad Trip. I'm like, okay, cool.
We did the Severed by Sin thing for a long time, you know, and we, you know, that was more death metal style music. Mm-hmm. And we played a lot of death metal shows, man. And I couldn't tell who was on the bill 90% of the time because I don't understand. I mean, not digging at the music or the artist or anything. I never understood why they always had the hair. I call it a hairball logo because mm-hmm. it just
the tree you know logo. I mean?
Yeah, it looks like a pile of wires sometimes, yeah. or like a cat just tore up something. You know, right. like a piece of fabric and it's just all tore up. Yeah, and you can't read it, and then you go to places and you're wearing the shirts. But the bands that are rememberable. In metal, if you actually pay attention, are the ones that don't do that.
Right.
They're the ones like, you know, Metallica and things like that. They have these names that are written in certain fonts.
Well, that's
right. Well,
that's
I mean, you also got like people that love that are really fucking in love with that shit.
Oh yeah,
I mean, once you figure it out, yeah. you just look and you see the certain style of the hairball, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah, you start to remember what they are.
Yeah,
because yeah, my buddy, I don't know if you know Alex Elam.
Yeah, I know Alex.
He's one of my best friends from high school, and he's like that. Like he'll just like look at a logo and he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm going tonight to see blah 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 blah," and he'll send me the flyer, and I'm like,
"What the fuck? Is
like,
that?
Who's
that?
Did you read that somewhere? Like, I don't, like, what does that say?"
I think I saw Alex at the Big Papa Bash. The Big Papa Birthday Bash at. Mm-hmm. Blue Note.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw him there last.
Yeah, because I see him like rant. Well, we'll hang out and he'll come out to shows and stuff
right.
like Gran or at Lost Highway.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or the Blue Note. You know, and so I mean, like that's kind of like my I have my own circuit that I do now. Like I go between independent venues. Like what is it? Point A is a gallery owned by Leah Roth. And so, like, she has some of my art, so she does shows there sometimes. That's on 39th, like, right on the inside of, like, the LGBTQ community.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
Not everybody likes to play
right,
there.
Right.
The other reasons. I'm not going to go into that stuff on any episode because, word. Like, I'm not – that's not my place. And then
we love them.
Incom.
We love them.
Yeah, Incom.
We love everybody.
Norman with what would you call it? Christoph Murdoch and
right.
then Destiny Heart for Diatribe Productions out mm-hmm. of Grand Royale. These are all independently owned.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like
yeah.
I like that. The ones that are owned by companies and stuff. Some of them I've done stuff with, but
I just visited the Grand Royale like not too long ago for the first time.
Yeah, I've never been there.
I see a lot of pictures and videos, and I just but. We don't really get out much.
He's
man.
A family man. No, who's we? I mean, I really don't.
I'm talking
either.
when I say we, as far as getting out, I refer to myself and my wife.
Right. yeah,
we
honestly,
don't get to
you're
get out
better
much,
off that
you know?
Way. I mean, like, because then you just go to places when you're playing shows.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much. Which kind of sucks because you know, I mean, I used to be at every show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I kind of feel like I'm like, well, fuck it, man. I've put in my time. Like,
you're right.
You know, it's my turn to be at home with my family, you know.
Yeah, I mean it's like whenever you're in the scene all the time and everything, I get people hit me up and then I've had a period of time where people were like, "You went to this show, but you didn't come to our show." And I'm like, "Did you invite me?"
So what show are you coming to ours?
The what? Oh, the one at
89? We got a bunch of them coming up.
Yeah.
I'll go to the one at 89th.
Which one you coming to ours, motherfucker?
I'll go to one at 89th. You know, just that week, my birthday's
I'm just
on the
fucking with
well,
you,
my birthday's
dude.
On the 25th that week, and I'm in an art event at mm-hmm. a Four Core Brewing Company on the March 2nd. So like I've
dude, still never been there. Where's that located at?
That's off of Film Row. It's off of Sheridan. And like, I don't know.
Like, is that downtown?
Yeah. Well, not downtown. It's like off.
I got
downtown.
You.
It's more toward the back, like, you know where that McDonald's. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Like the Sonic and all that
for
shit.
For sure,
is,
it sits off over classing. There.
Like it's down in that area. But, okay. But yeah, Four Core is really cool. Buck is an awesome dude. Like if you want to play there, just go talk to him and he'll set you up.
And where is this at?
And it's Four Core. It's off of it's a brewing company, and it's located like off of either Western or Rocker. Something like that, but it's like it's off of what they call Film Row, like Paramount Theater and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally right around the corner from Paramount. It's the same building, so a Paramount. And now I'm thinking about it. So yeah, it's the same building as Paramount, and they're off to the side. And he has like an outdoor area that has like where bands can set up,
right?
And then there's an indoor area where people can just drink and not
just chill
here at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
So but they're doing like this art event where there's like 20 plus artists and like we put all our paintings up and stuff we get to keep. Like if you go to this event, like you get the like the artists get to keep all the money that you if you buy art, right? If you buy booze, the venue gets the booze, sells. If you donate to the band gets the money.
That's
the setup of this event.
So
that's what they're doing. And that one's ran by Chuck from the Rumble, and a couple other bands are doing it. Sedona
that's
Crystal
cool.
Bitch, which is this right here. This is I Wish I Was Dead or I Wish I Was Fishing. and Sedona Crystal Bitch made that shirt. Because she jokingly was talking about how when you catch dead fish, like wouldn't they just say I'd rather be dead than you be fishing. So
right.
Anyway, but yeah, so I mean, so that's a really cool venue. But there's quite a bit, and then there's a lot of new ones coming up, popping up. Like the venue just now added to the group, so I guess like that one's
the venue.
It's called the venue. I don't
right
know.
Right.
It's like Southside, maybe. I don't know exactly the address. It said inside their post that like where they're at, what they're doing, how they're playing. They're bringing in bands and they're trying to book bands and all that kind of stuff. Apparently, they got a nice setup. I think my favorite setup that I've seen so far is what is it? 40 West.
40 West. Yeah,
man,
that's
I've been
cool
trying
setup,
to get
but,
in there,
yeah. But
Morgan. Morgan, let me come play your bar, please.
Yeah, it's a cool setup. I just don't like the fact that it's all the way out in Mustang or where,
the Yukon.
Like Yukon area.
Yeah,
just
yeah but
it's
I mean,
so
it's,
far away.
Yeah, but it
city.
Is right off the highway.
It is.
You know, so it's not like you got to get deep in.
Yeah, that's,
deep into
that's,
it. You can just escape,
you
know, right
off
the
highway. Definitely
something
you like have to go to every once in a while if like a good show is going on there or something.
Yeah, if somebody tells me that they're booking there and then they're like, if I have nothing going on that weekend, then I normally try to catch those ones. But I try not to get like. Mainly financially, just trying to get away from the city. You know, it's
for
kind
sure.
of expensive out here right now. So, but
it's expensive
I mean,
everywhere.
Could be worse, Doug. Yeah. It could be worse though. You could be like in Miami, or you could be in like I don't know. You could be fucking just California somewhere.
All right. So let's talk about some of your guys' music. Do you guys want to play anything, or do you have anything you can play?
Yeah. Can we pull some stuff up off of the YouTube?
Yep. Yeah.
Get over here.
It's when you're going to play for them.
You were supposed to be ready for this, Pablo.
I was not ready. I was not prepared.
You were definitely not prepared.
Fucking I was not, dude. It'll be all right, though. Which song are you going to play? What are you going to play for them?
Well...
There's only a couple in there, isn't there? On ours for the YouTubes?
Are you guys still out there? Let me hear some noise! Thank you.
got there and we got to hanging out with Mark, and it was someone's how I got kind of with Mark was someone had posted one of those big old cone joints,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's literally like this.
Yeah,
big
yeah,
round,
yeah.
Like,
big,
it's like 2 ounces
and
or something like that.
It has a bunch of like, well, the actual fake ones, like I guess like they show them as ads.
Yeah, they have
but
a
they,
whole
they're
bunch
real,
of weird
but you
shit.
Can stuff them with weed or yeah. like they're like, they stuff them with a bunch of little ones and that's what they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, no, this right. this one was like a big,
like an actual
like
joint.
An actual,
yeah.
Like an actual fucking humongous
Jesus.
Cone.
Cheech and Chong shit.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, man. You know? And I said, hey, man, you ought to bring something like that to the Battle of the Bands, man. And Mark had commented on there, and he was like, y'all just come down here and party, man, and we got you. And
nice.
We got there, and he did, man.
He had us.
The second,
that's for sure.
The
he knew exactly what we were there for,
dude. The no, second,
he,
the second year,
he's a cool
year,
dude, though. He's a,
the,
he's a good guy.
The second year, he's got a B&B and stuff out that area. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He hooked us up. I don't know why he did, but he did. Hooked us up with the Airbnb for the weekend. So we all went out there. I had my family. Jared had his family.
I had my two hands, which is my family.
He had his family. And
you know.
We had Steve out there. And
Mary Palm and her five sisters.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Just the hospitality.
Shouldn't be cheating with all them sisters.
Oh, dude.
That Mark and Jenna showed us, you know, was really,
so
really awesome.
So
it was a lot of fun. We didn't even place that year, but, you know, we still had a lot of fun.
We got, like, what we were play first.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we played first. And it was kind of chilly and...
Yeah.
You know, we played before everyone else got there. But it doesn't really matter when we played. We
had a good time. I had fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you took second, that means you guys did really well.
Well, that was the first year.
That was the first year.
Oh, the first year.
He's talking about the second year.
Oh, okay.
We played, and that's when we played later in the night with, you know, everything.
Okay.
You know, there was quite a few people there. But the second year, there was a lot tougher talent.
Yeah. Is that event growing that, again? Like, is there going to be a third year?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Actually, we didn't play it last year.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about it.
So, maybe, well, I don't know. We might be booked this year at the same time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
If they do it. I haven't heard anything about it, and usually I hear something about it. So, but...
All right, well, let's talk about that tour that you guys are about to go on and kind of like
where this fucking crazy,
where this
man.
Like is headed, like what locations are you all hitting and stuff? Because I saw it was a pretty big list.
Yeah, there's like March and the end of March we're doing. It's gonna be Lawton, and then we're going to Wichita Falls, Texas.
Yep, March 29th at the Railhead.
Yeah.
It'd be us and Alloy all year long, pretty much, with a couple shows, having some locals from the areas. The 30th is
Wichita Falls.
At the Deep End. I don't know why it says what it says, but
the Feep End.
Yeah, it says Feep End. That is not correct.
No, dude.
But anyway, I'll have to fix that because that's stupid.
I think on my phone it says the Deep End.
Okay, yeah, it's been fixed.
Okay,
but anyway, and then there's
Deep End.
There is another band.
We're getting dirty, dog.
There is another band that is opening those two shows with us, and I cannot think of their name. Which I know it's terrible.
It's terrible because you're the one that booked these
and I don't,
shows.
No, actually, the Wichita Falls one was Dave from Alloy, and he's the one that asked about this other band.
Well, cool.
There's another
band.
I am going to butcher this probably, but I think it is Myas Malum.
Oh, Myas Malum. Okay, cool. Myas Malum.
Do you actually?
We checked him out at.
Okay. I thought he was being a smartass. I just want to punch this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that band.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that band.
No, dude.
Do you know who they are? No.
No.
Don't.
No.
Never
heard of
them. Excited for no reason.
No.
Just to mess with you.
They were at Tommy's birthday, dog. They were.
Okay.
I think they were there before you got there, though.
I missed the first two bands, I think.
Yeah. They were pretty cool, though. That's pretty fucking dope.
And then in April, we're headed out to Elk City, one of our favorite places in Elk City, Knucklehead Reds. Steven always takes real good care of us. We have a fucking blast while we're out there, dude. And then probably really the most important show of the whole year is the very next night from there, which is back here in Oklahoma City at the VFW down on the south side. Mm-hmm. We're doing a benefit show for our good buddy James Walls.
Fucking support James Walls, man.
James has been in numerous bands. He's let bands use his gear. He's filled in. He's just a great all-around dude. And I'd noticed that no one had really done, because anytime anything happens to somebody in the scene, you know, we always do a show.
Yeah.
But no, I'd noticed no one had done anything for James. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it, and then I ran into Wayne Duck. Do you guys? Right. I know you know Wayne Duck, but do you know Wayne Duck?
No, $5 thrill. Who is Wayne Duck?
Oh, I know that band. $5 thrill. Yeah, I know $5 thrill. Yeah.
So I ran into him, and we were talking, you know, and he was like, "Man, you know what I want to do, poor boy?" And I was like, "What's that, Wayne?" And he was like, "Man, I kind of want to throw a show for James." And I was like, "James Walls?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Dude, I was thinking the same shit." So he was like, "Man, let's talk after the new year." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Okay." So we all know how that goes. I couldn't wait. So I went ahead and I reached out to some people and
put it together.
I secured a date, and I called Wayne and was like, "Hey, man, I got a date." Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of started putting everything together, you know, and I reached out to Jeremy Waller with Grudge Finger.
Yeah.
So this will be Grudge Finger's first show ever.
Nice.
Like, it's their first show.
It's
I saw their music online. Like, they added to the groups and stuff that I run.
Yeah. Jeremy records all that. Jeremy, he went off the deep end in recording when COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And really, I don't really know, but just kind of what I'm seeing on the outside looking in, it looks like it was a sobriety trip for him, you know, which is pretty cool. I'm glad he got sober and is happy in life now. So, but anyway, I asked Jeremy, I got together with him, and I was like, "Hey, man, you guys want to be a part of this? You think it'd be cool? You think James would be mad?" And he was like, "No, James would not be mad, and let me talk to the guys and see." And it, you know, was then like 15 minutes, you know, he was like, "Yeah, we're good, we're in." And so I knew I had us and Alloy, Grudge Finger, Michael Freeman. Do you know Michael Freeman?
Maybe. I don't know. I meet so many people these days that it's like,
he's a guy out of Tulsa. He's a guy out of Tulsa.
I had to meet somebody like three times before I fully
No shit.
Right, no, like, yeah.
No, yeah.
Absolutely. But anyway, he was telling me about, you know, this band, The Bad Jokes. And so I've hooked them up with a couple shows, and I asked them if they wanted to come down. And, of course, our little bros in Metalosis, they always, they're down to help out too. So they jumped on, and then I was chatting with Ben, drummer for Carcinogen Daily, ex-drummer for Severed by Sin, or was the drummer for Severed by Sin. We were talking, and he was like, "Hey, man, what's up on that show, man?" So we added them, and that kind of rounded out the whole bill. So we are accepting donations. Some people has sent, you know, a few dollars cash. Dustin and Stephanie at Sick Boys Body Piercing, they're going to donate a piercing and some jewelry,
nice,
a gift certificate for Sick Boys.
That's awesome.
I've reached out to some other people, and I'm still waiting on some stuff. I don't have anything, you know, 100%. Dustin hit me right back and was like, "Absolutely, man, anything for James." So, the community outpour and outreach people, you
I'm
know,
actually
wanting to
gonna do
volunteering and stuff like that, you know, it's been pretty awesome. So, want to say thanks to everybody on that.
Yeah, I can really like say that the one I guess I've lived all over the world and like the actual scene in Oklahoma City when it comes to like rock, metal, punk, like certain scenes, like they really do come out for each other, and they hold events for each other to remember each other, and like all sorts of stuff out here. You don't see that in a lot of other states, honestly. Like,
really,
Idaho wasn't.
I figured
that.
That'd be like it everywhere.
Yeah, no, oh, Colorado shit, wasn't like that. Like I mean, Colorado's mostly EDM anyway. It's mostly
I thought Colorado would kind of been like that, just because given the like chill nature of the fucking state, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so like chill and relaxed back.
Yeah,
then,
they're like, mostly EDM. Like it's crazy. Their music is intense. Like
right.
Colorado was.
I mean,
hard
at least for the younger folks, like that's what.
Well, we're fixing to see what the fuck it's all about in May.
I love Colorado and I miss it.
Right.
But I'm like, that's why I was asking where, like, you know, like those questions about it. It's because like that's a fun place to
right. No,
to
I fucking
go to.
Love Colorado, like
yeah.
going out there and shit.
Yeah.
I used to like go to Denver like every weekend. I actually worked at the Fillmore Auditorium, so like I
hell
used
yeah.
to work shows all the time. So
yeah, and then April 19th, if anybody, you know, wants to put us up around like Tyler or something like that in a show, that'd be sweet because we don't have that one booked yet. But on 420, we'll be headed down to Terrell, Texas, to a little, like, festival kind of thing. Guys throwing a big, huge weekend party. So that will still be us and Alloy on that deal. And then that's when we kind of embark on, after that, you know, May 2nd, 3rd. Was it, what?
No, it's 2nd, 3rd,
2nd,
and
3rd, and 4th. The 2nd will be at M in Stillwater.
Okay.
On our way to Colorado, and then on the 3rd, we'll be at Fracco's in Littleton, and the Wagon Wheel on the 5th in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I've been to the Wagon Wheel. Is that about as far as you guys
shit.
Are going? Like how far out? Like is
west,
it, like the region?
West, that is.
Yeah.
We got some shows pretty much later on in pretty much after that. It's in June?
Yeah, end of June.
It's in
my birthday weekend. We're
right,
gonna be hanging
in
out in
Fort
Arkansas.
Smith. Yeah, it's in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
My actual birthday is Friday, and I'm gonna celebrate it at Heroes in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
And then after that, after that, it's gonna be Rogers.
Yep,
Arkansas.
Good vibrations.
Okay.
So we kind of got that little run, and again, it's with
Alloy. We should be getting a local for support on
both
of those gigs too. Right. So, and then from there, we're still looking like we're on our way to Houston. Somebody give us a fucking show between here and fucking Houston for July 12th, please. Like Pablo will let you borrow his toilet paper or something. I don't know.
I will get my mom to make some fucking burritos.
He will give you a burrito, and we're not talking.
He'll give you a burrito.
We're not
that's
talking
very
about
non-specific.
We're not talking
very,
about
like,
his enchilada.
Right, yeah, that's a weird. I will
that
give
is
you a
right,
burrito.
Right. I will
he
give
said
you a burrito.
That.
You won't fucking know.
He said that before to a club owner.
Dude, I did.
Give
I
him a
had.
Burrito?
I was blacked out. On Jaeger, and we were in Amarillo, and I brought my own bottle with me because I was broke, dude. So
I have a story like that on Jaeger.
But that was that trip that he was talking about that my mom made all those fucking.
How many stories you
oh
got?
My God. So like,
yeah, that's the story that he's telling that my mom made all those fucking burritos, right?
Yeah,
I was like fucking. Oprah Winfrey with those fucking burritos, dude. I was like trying to fucking give deals to people.
He's not
like,
lying.
You buy a shirt, I'll give you a free burrito and this and that, dude. Like, no shit. I went up to that. Like, he had to ground me to the truck. He was like, hey. I guess I was just.
You
being,
need to go sit over
yeah,
here, bud.
Yeah, yeah no. Whatever.
You're about
I was,
to get us run out of here before
I
we
woke
get
up
paid.
In the morning with $20 in my pocket.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Hey, it's better than waking up with no money in your pocket.
Right. Hey, $20 is $20.
Yeah, hey, whatever you did to do it, man. That's your business. I don't care
no,
what you did.
I was
did,
surprised as fuck. I didn't know.
His jaw
like,
kind of hurt a little bit,
yeah,
but
yeah,
you, know.
You know, as long as it wasn't 40. So
no, I was really surprised in the morning. Like I woke up. With 20
he's
extra
up,
dollars.
And he's like, oh, God.
Damn.
Actually,
I think that was his cut for the night.
Yeah, it was my cut. I just woke up. He's like, dude, I put it in your pocket.
That's even funnier. If you actually sold donuts and like sold merch, and then he's like, yeah, that was your cut of the money. That's all that's left. And you're going, damn, I drank that much? Like,
right.
Dang it.
Fuck, no, I did.
I was trying to make some money tonight.
I did. Me and the bass player of a special case.
Yeah, no,
Gutierrez.
I was stationed in Germany, and we used to do like the Jaeger bombs.
That's the
right?
real that's the real shit right there. Yeah. That's the real Jaeger.
Yeah, so we're always getting drunk, like just fucking on Jaeger.
Right.
And this one weekend, we're taking Jaeger bomb shots, and this German girl sits next to me, and she goes, "Why do you guys do that?" And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Drink Jaeger like that." She goes, "No, it's cough medicine, right?" And I go, "Yeah, I mean, back then it was. Who gives a fuck? You know, it's alcohol, you know?" And she goes, "Yeah, but every day it ends up the same. You just wake up yelling, 'Oh, dear God.'" And then I looked at the damn logo, and I was like, oh dear God. And I was like, son of a bitch. Like, you know, and so, like, so we had bottles of it on New Year's, and we're just taking bottle after bottle, just drinking this shit.
Dude, you should go and, to, like, start ordering it at bars. Like, hey, can I get some Oh Dear God?
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't even drink Jaeger no more. I haven't drank Jaeger in years.
Bet you. If I see you out at a bar, I'll get you to do a shot.
That's the worst.
Jaeger bombs to get my new haircut.
I'm going
to
see you in a week.
That's the worst because you're sitting there and people are like, oh, man, get this guy a Jaeger shot. And I'm like, no.
No, not anymore.
No,
not
please,
anymore. It's
no.
been too long. Yeah. So we were drinking these bottles and then went out for New Year's. New Year's was nuts. And at the end of the night, I think I drank like 3 full bottles of Jaeger. And I walked out on a porch.
Right.
And it was just a normal porch, you know? And I felt sick. And I was like, rah!
Yeah,
and I just
Jaeger
like threw up all over my buddy's porch. Like the entire porch was black. And I looked over and there was a plant. And I grabbed the plant and I just kind of like put it in the center of all the throw up because I thought I was covering it up because I was that drunk. And I walked back inside and I went and passed out. Dude. The next morning I wake up to, what the fuck, John? What the fuck did you do to my porch? And I'm like, what? And like literally it was like crusted black just all over this porch. Like it was just this most disgusting stuff, man. Jaeger, man. I don't know about all that.
Dude.
Like,
hey,
there's video of me blacked out drunk. On Jaeger.
More than once.
More than fucking once.
Well, I mean, they probably bring out the video camera whenever.
That was.
And they're like, hey.
Dude, so that was the weekend thing. Like, I would wake up and they'd be like, so you want to see what you did last night? and so fucking.
Picture time.
Yeah. So it was crazy as fuck, man. And
so.
Yeah.
Back at that time, I'm not going to say how, but I used to
acquired a lot
of alcoholic beverage material, we'll call it. And I kind of really just had my choice at whatever it was. And it was not a bad deal, and I'm not sure why I really fucked it up, but I did.
No, you fucked it. I know why you fucked it up,
so,
but we won't go into that right now.
So... I had a margarita bowl. I had a margarita bowl. Okay, it was like 3 gallons worth of margarita you could pour
fish
in there
bowl drinks.
And had and you could had a little pump and you could pump it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did Jaeger bombs.
Yeah.
With 2 half gallons of, so one, it was one whole
they do something similar.
Gallon of Jägermeister. And then, you know, back then they had the big ass oil cans.
Mm-hmm.
And we took 2 of those and dumped that
shit
in there, stirred that bitch up, and started handing out shots.
That was an after party.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of feel the same way talking about it. And yeah, that was an after party after a show one time. And that was the morning that I woke up and they were like, I was pissed. Someone thrashed our fucking rehearsal studio.
We all did, dude. It was all of us.
And our manager at the time sits up and says, shut the fuck up. Do you want to see what you did last night? I was like, fuck
you.
Find
out you guys not, were ones they were like,
no, it was, no, it was
room.
Definitely me. It was definitely me.
Yeah.
It was definitely me.
Yeah,
there was video. So have you ever seen Diamond Dave? Diamond Dave, Redneck Ninja?
Maybe. Shit, I don't know.
Dude, he went Diamond Dave'd all over this.
So we
shit,
had
dog.
Just discovered Diamond Dave, uh-huh. right? And he's all about the Judy Chop.
Uh-huh.
And the ninja kick, and just
up.
dude, you have to,
fun.
You have to. It's the greatest shit ever. Well, our manager had me around the waist and was carrying me around. I had had so much Jaeger bombs and I took some Klonopins. I was fucking melted, bro. But he was literally carrying my fucking lifeless fucking body around. And he'd get next to somebody and he would say, "Judy chop, poor boy." And, dude, it was like flipping the fucking switch. I would come alive and just go fucking swing and shit, man. And, dude, it was fucking hilarious. I was really pissed when I first woke up.
It is great, but it probably doesn't look great on video. It probably looks really bad.
No, it looked.
You ever? Hey, I'll tell you what's funny right now. Okay, so Universal, right?
Yeah,
they pulled their music from TikTok.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now go and watch content creators' videos without the audio. It is the funniest shit on earth. There's like dudes like doing this and like.
Could you could make like
no
a good,
audio. No audio.
Like bad lip readings out that shit, dude.
Yeah, you can remake them, do fucking, remix videos and just make fun of them. Like, bad. Like, oops.
Oh, yeah.
Watch me
I've
move.
Been seeing some of that like type of like where they just make little like sound
effects and the little jumps
little
and movements
and shit. Like, I think I saw one with Michael Jackson.
The death of the internet. Okay.
The death of the internet. The death known as the internet.
Dead internet theory.
Fucking internet.
The Mario internet.
The internets. The interwebs.
All right. Well, probably wrap this up. I gotta. I don't know. We're
at. Looks like an hour.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, I normally do about 1 hour. If you guys have anything else you guys want to share with the audience? Yeah, guys, I think we went over everything,
we'll be in Houston. Houston 7/13. We're going to be in Ponca City on 7/19. And we're going to be in Tulsa on 7/20. So that'll wrap out the Texlahoma Invasion Tour.
With Alloy.
With our good buddies from Dallas.
Dallas.
Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
He was just trying to be really quick.
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas and
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, I call Tulsa a slut.
A slut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's Tulsa backwards. Yeah.
Slut.
Yeah.
But
going to slut.
I mean, I just and Dallas. I don't know, man. I just call that Walker, Texas Ranger.
Chuck Norris.
That would be fucking funny if someone did though. Be like, where are you going,
Walker,
Texas
Ranger?
Like, what the fuck?
Where are you going? What? And they're like, hey, all just right. Look it up, man.
Now
you'll,
I'm going to
Walker,
Texas Ranger. Oh, okay, cool.
And I guess
have fun, man.
And I guess anything else, we'll have some music out soon, man. We're in the studio.
Oh, yeah,
so,
you want to play that other song?
We'll actually play that song real quick.
Just play it out whenever.
Come catch a show, one of those dates. Well,
yeah.
Like the 22nd. It's a Thursday, but still.
Yeah, 89th
have
Street.
Fun. Yeah, 89th
Street.
Yeah.
Lockjaw Depositions, Haggard's Hellraisers.
Counting about three locals and then
three locals
or
and
two
then
majors.
Two.
Yep.
Yep. So,
two
I mean,
regional.
Definitely a good bill. How much is the ticket?
Ticket's going to be $12 in advance and then I think
$15
a day.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't beat that. See, like my thing is, like, if I'm going to go see one band, I don't know about $15, but I mean, with that many bands that's less than $5.
It is on a Thursday.
So, I mean, that's not bad at all.
It is on a Thursday.
It is on a Thursday, but hey, you know, Friday is beginning to be the new weekend day.
Friday's the new Saturday.
Friday's the new Saturday.
And Monday's wearing away too because nobody wants to come back.
Yeah.
So
just fuck Monday.
If you buy a ticket online and shit, aren't we gonna? We might have some.
We might have some hard copies.
We might have.
I'm
some
supposed
hard
to go
copies.
To 89th Street actually tomorrow and pick up some hard copies.
We might have some hard copies. So hit.
So
us.
Get at you boys.
Yep.
Check out our Facebook. Please go by, give us a like and a share.
Right.
We don't care.
And you will find all of that inside the notes of the show. So
yeah,
awesome.
Links and everything.
Appreciate
if
that.
You do buy one online and you get to the venue
on the 22nd.
Yes.
Tell them you're there to raise hell
fucking
and praise Dale. Woo! So we're going to do this song here. This is an original song. It's called Greed, and it's basically about all the lawyers and the doctors and the politicians and the government and the police and everybody who just kind of extort money every time you turn around from the American people.
Which is great because that's why it's called my Greed segment right after this. So this is perfect.
Good setup.
Anyway, this song is called Greed by the most kick-ass southern metal band in the state of Oklahoma.
We're not even fucking metal.
Southern rock, whatever.
Hard southern rock.
I don't know what we are, man.
Red dirt, everybody.
Check out this original song from us, man, and put in the comments
what you
below
think
in
are.
This video what genre you think we are, and that's what we'll go with,
right?
But anyway, here we're gonna run it.
The most win. That's how you end it right there.
There you go. Yeah.
See? I told you. I just got to make sure nothing else starts. Okay. Yeah, we should be good.
All right.
So, yeah. Anyway, Greed, Haggard's Hellraisers.
Yeah.
How you doing? Donate to the podcast.
Yeah, so the Local Earshot podcast, I run on three tenants. It's the value for value system. It's time, talent, and treasure. If you value the show and you got something out of this episode, then I would you know, gladly ask that you donate. It helps me pay for all this equipment that I'm slowly paying out of my own pocket for, and then just building this thing up and trying to get a
studio
built.
Be like Nike. Just do it, man.
And then so if you're an artist and you want to be on the podcast, you can reach out to me at john@localearshot.com, or you can reach out to me on any social media. You know, just thank you everybody for listening. Because I know it's a hard road transitioning over to video. I haven't made as many episodes as I used to. So, yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, I met you on OnlyFans, right?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I have no idea, man. My foot game is good now.
He takes strips.
You know what's
like,
funny is that somebody actually told me that the other day. They were like the last interview I was in. He said, man, I really got to get up this money. I was like, I got to get up this money for the show so I can actually afford things. And build this thing up like a studio and stuff. And he goes, I mean, OnlyFans, man. And I said, I said, look, man, I'm not like feet, and feet's like the most popular thing. I'm surprised there's not a website called onlyfeet.com.
There probably is.
I'm not a feet guy, but I know a few women out there that want me to do that, to just film their feet doing weird shit with food. I don't like feet, so that's the problem. I'll leave the camera on. I'll walk out of the room, and if I come back, I'll be like, okay, well, I'll stop recording.
Up, son.
And I'll just collect the money from it. Then I got to watch it again. Yeah. I got to watch that video again while I'm editing.
You do.
Like, over and over again. Ugh.
I'm going to
fucking just thinking
you
it's mac and cheese.
All the fucking time now.
I'm not opening this fucking messages anymore.
You're going to start
getting feet. It's like sending people dick pics every day.
Hey, buddy.
You know, just different types of dicks, you know, like
I'll
Moby
just go
Dick
online,
or,
dude. I'll just go online and
Dick
find
Van
different,
Dyke or,
different feet.
You know,
I'll find some African feet. I'll find some like, fucking like
some Brazilian,
hell yeah,
some every Chilean.
Every day it's gonna be a different nationality of foot.
So this episode's off the rails at this point.
But
thank you everybody for listening, and you all have a good day.
Jonathan, thanks for having us on,
yes,
man. We appreciate it.
Hope to
see everybody at a town somewhere near you soon.
Yeah, and I hope to see everybody on the 22nd.
Later. Yes.
22nd.
Up. 89th Street.
Tell them
Lockjaw. Depositions. Haggard's Hellraisers.
Then it means you're somewhere else, and I don't want that.
Tilt Largo, that. Bad trip.
Yes.
But when you get there, make sure you tell them that you're there to raise hell, praise Dale, because we're trying to buy a bus.
Oh, yeah, that's expensive
stuff. So we need, like, everybody's...
No, we actually are trying to get a bus for,
we
like,
need everybody's dollars.
So...
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. I mean, we can kind of do it our way, but, you know, it's still not cheap.
All right, Sinatra...
All right. I'll do it my way.
Hey, hey, hey.